The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up? What's good this morning with everybody on this Monday morning, man? I know y'all pop in when y'all pop in. It's getting warm out here now. 70 degrees at 5:30 when I was running this morning. So summer is here. Make sure y'all stay hydrated, man. But we're gonna get this thing popped off. I know a lot of folks been asking when the next live podcast episode as far as StreamYard and having guests and stuff in, man. Man, I don't even know, bro. I've been running around so much. I've just been taking advantage of you know, creating podcast episodes via Facebook Live, but all this ripping and running, I don't know when the next time we're going to have a StreamYard live podcast to where, you know, y'all could come in and share your thoughts more than one-on-one. But it is what it is. We make do. Salute to everybody. Shout out to the sponsors, Abra Insurance, Johns & Company Apparel, Manscaped. Make sure you go to johnsandcompany.co, use the promo code BallHawk, HMID, to get 10% off. Healthy Marriage is Dope Apparel. Manscaped, go to manscaped.com. Promo code the Ball Hawk Show to get 20% off. And go to abrainsurance.net, man. They definitely take care of you. But yeah, bro, you know, no stream yard this week, Stephon, man. You know, I've been moving and shaking, bro. Moving and shaking. With my kids and stuff, with soccer and track. And it's a beautiful thing. That's why I created my own platform. I can kind of give you what I want to, pause, you know. It's a good thing it is like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Facebook is more my lane, Facebook Live. I do got a YouTube channel that I had to rebuild, and I'm just being lazy as hell, bro. Trying to get over 1,500 subscribers, that's tough. So once they shut down that first page, I've just been super lazy. And Instagram, I don't do a lot of Instagram Live. I think you could do a bunch of people on Instagram Live, though. But Facebook Live been more my lane. Just because a lot of people I grew up with and stuff, I talk to them more on Facebook. This the old head lane, I guess. I am an old head. But, Mine, what's good with you? But let's go ahead and get into the NBA playoffs, man. I want to say the NBA playoffs has been very entertaining. I don't have a favorite team. I don't have a dog in the race, but I've been highly entertained. It's been a nice mixture of, you know, road teams winning, home teams winning. The old adage, the playoffs don't start until the road team wins a game. So I put out on my Facebook page, how important is winning game one? To me, I think the answer is, it's not important unless the road team wins the game. Like, I think the road team could get an upper hand because it's called home field advantage, home court advantage for a reason. And if you take full advantage of your home court and you just protect your home court, if you're the higher seed, you're going to win the series. Just win at home, protect the home court. I would like to see in the last 5 years what the numbers say, right? Because I know that in this totality, teams who won game one probably win, I think, like 70%, 75% of the series. But in the last 5 years, I like to revisit that, you know, when it comes to teams that win game one. I think LeBron is the outlier because I think a lot of times his teams lose game one and then he comes back and wins. So I think he's the outlier to that question. But a team like the Hawks, it was important for them to win game one in New York to try to see how they respond, because both teams, that's uncharted water, so trying to see how they can adjust. That game was entertaining. Phoenix, I thought it was very important for them to win game one versus the Lakers. You can't let the Lakers come in and just beat you and strip away your home court, because you're going to need every bit of help you can get. Who else? It was important for Memphis to get out and win game one, especially with Spider not playing. I thought that was important for them. Put the onus on Utah. Get them in that old, woe is me, here we go again, overachieving type of vibe. Who else won game one that wasn't supposed to win game one in the eyes of everybody else? Milwaukee won. I know Miami fought them tooth and nail. I think everybody expect Miami to return to the finals because of what they did last year. It's going to be tougher for them. It's going to be tougher for them because they're not going to, in a sense, sneak up on everybody. The Wizards and the 76ers was a good game. I think we all know that the Wizards are top heavy. They don't have a lot of depth that get them, that gives them points. Their stars have to be lights out for them to have a chance versus the 76ers. You know, Tobias Harris went nuts, and that carried the Sixers through. You know, Embiid didn't even go nuts like that. Oh, and the Nuggets lost to the Portland Trail Blazers. That's huge. For Portland to win that game one in Denver was huge for them. Oh, they needed that. They had to split one. They couldn't go back to Portland 2-0. I'm sorry. Not that team. Nobody. And I was kind of surprised. I like their game plan versus Jokic. Make him score. Eliminate his playmaking abilities. But then again, playmaking abilities, all like Westbrook said to Shaq and Kenny and Charles Barkley and Ernie, the hardest part of a triple-double is the assist, because you can't make the shots that your teammates are taking. So for folks to say, oh, you know, Jokic ain't had that many assists, that still come down to the person receiving the pass. Like, they got to make the shot. But if you make sure he just score and that's it, I think that's a smart thing. Shaq said it going into the 76ers game. He was like, he'd rather let Embiid get off and nobody else versus allowing a guy like Tobias Harris to be getting off, because when you have the others getting off, you're in a world of pain. So, the playoffs been dope, man. It's been dope. It's been fun. How would Julius Randle respond? He struggled the first game. Trae Young is a killer. Hey, salute to, what's your boy name that come off the bench, man? That's with the Clippers. That's with the Hawks now. God dang, Lou Williams. Salute to Lou Williams for that third quarter versus the Knicks. Especially the last 2 minutes of the third quarter. And then some of the fourth quarter. He was getting buckets. I'm gonna mean, he hit a mid-range. He did a 2-for-1, hit a mid-range. Then came down, hit a transition three, a semi-transition three. Then he had a nice pick and roll, had a bullet pass to the corner. Lou Williams was balling. And then Trae came in and started getting to the free throw line. He shot like 9 free throws in the fourth quarter. Nice behind the back to Gallinari. I mean, a nice pass to Gallinari. He hit a three. Then a nice behind the back to DeAndre Hunter. He hit a three. Then a nice swing pass to, what is it? Last thing start with a B in the left corner. Then he had another pass from the baseline to the right corner. That dude pump faked the Nick guy and shot another three. So that was a good-ass game. What's good with you, Kev? A lot of terrible three-point shooting this weekend, missing open looks. back to playoff P, 8 of 18 and Kawhi, 9 of 22. Oh, yeah, the Clippers lost. They lost the first game. I mean, I know he had the body, that the little dunk where all them dudes looked at home and they got dunked on, but the Clippers took an L, too. So you got the Clippers took an L and the Lakers took an L. And Utah took an L. Yo. And Denver took an L. So in the West, the only top seed that won was the Suns. Brooklyn won. Milwaukee won. 76ers won. Was the only upset in the East the Hawks and the Knicks? Was that the only upset in the East, really? That I could think of while I'm driving, my bad. I'll look down next time I get a pause in the lights. Who else? Am I forgetting somebody in the playoffs? Let me know, man. Am I forgetting somebody? Yeah, because Boston lost to Brooklyn. They was a part of the play-in game. The Wizards lost to the 76ers. Atlanta beat New York. And we said Milwaukee. And we said the 76ers. Yeah. Yeah, I already said the Grizz upset the Jazz. Yeah. They needed that win. They definitely needed that win with Spider out. It is a welcoming sight though to see Memphis and Utah, because the old school big men are on the floor. You know what I'm saying? The two bigs they have aren't your typical bigs who gonna shoot a lot of threes. But Memphis big, you know, he can shoot mid-range and stuff. It was good to see Aiden get off that first game versus the Lakers. I told y'all Devin Booker was going to get his buckets. Devin Booker is a bucket getter, baby. That's what he do. He gets buckets. You know what I'm saying? George said he believed that the Grizz can take the series over the Jazz. They definitely can. See, the Jazz is a team that what? Was making 16 three-pointers a game, which was an NBA record. So that old adage, live by the three, die by the three. That's what happens when you play against a three-point shooting team. You just got to take advantage of every possession, because it takes half for them to come back against you. So with the Jazz, early in the game, they made a three. Then, no, Memphis scored first with a two, they made a three. Memphis hit another two, they hit a three. Memphis hit another two, they missed a three. Memphis hit another two, they missed a three. Memphis hit another two. You know what I'm saying? They just kept chipping away. Before you know it, they started playing that line. Especially the skip pass. When somebody drive baseline, they was playing that opposite corner passing lane. The same passing lane that the Hawks was getting versus the Knicks. They was getting that pass. They can't blame Doc this season if they lose this series. Oh, man. Who the hell the Clippers playing anyway, bro? I forgot. Somebody let me know who the Clippers playing. I forgot who the... I just got to... Oh, they playing Dallas. That's right. Yeah, they going to lose. Dallas beat them last year, right? Yeah, that's a bad matchup for the Clippers, bro. That's a bad matchup for them, bro. Because Luka is just a problem. He's just a problem, bro. Slow motion for me is a problem. Yeah, Dallas going to beat the Clippers again. It's not a good matchup for the Clippers, man. It's like boxing style make fights. And the Mavericks just got their number, man, because they're going to push the tempo. And then Luka just going to do, like, everybody, don't nobody want to see Luka. As much as you got all these perimeter shutdown defenders in Kawhi and Paul George, they don't want no parts of Luka. Luka be dogging them. When we going to hold Kawhi accountable? Kawhi, you better not be switching on the screens. We already talk about Pleasure P, because in the playoffs, he everybody's sweet loving. He everybody's cupcake. He play for the other team. No disrespect, Paul George. You are a bona fide bucket. Like, you're dope as a player. I don't want you to think I'm dissing you. I'm just saying, they calling you Pleasure P, man. You got to erase that. We ain't in the bubble either, so you ain't got that excuse. Like, you could ball, man. Like, but God dang, bruh. What is it about the playoffs, man? Like, that's why you got to start respecting dudes who can ball in the postseason. It's a different type of mental warfare you got to overcome. It's like, I ain't going to call the man sorry or the bum, but he struggled in the postseason with his mentals, man. Like, you gotta go holler at LeBron and go holler at somebody and how to visualize or something, bro, because your play just be dropping. It doesn't elevate. It declines. The Clippers won last year's series. The Clippers beat Luka last year? I thought Dallas beat the Clippers last year. Damn, am I tripping? Damn, my bad. Appreciate that, Tez. If they beat Dallas last year, then my bad. I thought Dallas beat them. Luka got hurt or something. Somebody got hurt, right? That kind of helped the Clippers end up winning that. I stand corrected. Damn, I thought they beat them last year. Who beat the Clippers in the playoffs last year? Somebody let me know. I'm about to park soon, man. See, that's the only thing about doing these lives. I ain't got no notes and stuff in front of me. You know, this is straight freestyle. Come on, little car. You got it. The Nuggets. Okay, the Nuggets. Oh, yeah. The Nuggets did beat them. Yeah. Sure enough. They sure enough did. I was just thinking about when Luka hit that step back, when Bobby Shmurda switched on to him, and like Paul George had him at first, then he got the switch with Bobby Shmurda. That's Bobby Jackson, by the way. And then he hit the step back. So yeah, y'all right. All right, so now we can chop it up, I'm stopped. So look, man, I've been getting a lot of feedback and stuff from the Kwame Brown situation. Salute to everybody that shared and has been commenting on the Real About Kwame Brown video that I made. That's like 16 minutes long. Like, it's gotten shared a bunch of times. It's like 10,000. Well, I think it's like 16,000 views now, which is crazy. It's amazing, like, stuff that go viral. But I've been getting a lot of DMs and people have been asking me, do I feel like he's going crazy, or is he crazy, or you know what I'm saying? Those type of questions. And here's my thing, bro. Again, I'm not a specialist or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a doctorate or anything. I don't got no PhD. I'm just giving my feedback on the exchanges through social media that all the parties involved has been having, right? So my thing is, how do I want to put this? Sometimes, man, you just got to get stuff off your chest. This is what social media is, right? Everybody takes the social media to get stuff off their chest. Whether you typing, whether you go live. We all have a platform now. Like, everybody has a platform. His Twitter page, not Twitter, his YouTube page has blown up for real, right? Because in everybody else's eyes is drama, and the world loves drama. The dude speaking his truth, basically protecting his brand, protecting his name, because it's been thrown in the mud for so long that he can do that. Like, if people on TV got podcasts and stuff and they talking hella trash about athletes over and over and over, the athlete has every right to utilize their platform in the same manner, whether you like it or you don't like it. And you can't start trying to say somebody's going crazy or somebody is overkilling or somebody's going too far because they're doing what the conglomerates are doing. Like, these shows are scheduled to come on every single day, or these podcast episodes are dropped by these organizations like twice a week, three times a week, depending on what their schedule is. You can't get mad at an ex-athlete for creating a schedule to combat everything that's said about them, even if they revisit an old stuff. Because we all wonder, like, damn, we wonder what homie think about how they talking about him. We all wonder how any athlete feels about an analyst saying they a scrub, or they trash, or they sorry, or they soft, or they ain't got no heart, or they selfish. Because we do the same thing. We do the same. Like, if somebody come out here and be like, man, so-and-so went on my damn nerves, and they tag you, you're going to respond. Or somebody say something about you, you're going to respond. Like, at the end of the day, man, we human. At the end of the day, I ain't going to say somebody doing too much. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to call Kwame crazy. He's not crazy to me. He's not crazy to me. I'm not even like looked at or try to overanalyze him and be like, oh my God, is he the downstairs brain right now? Is he the upstairs brain? Is he using his wise owl? Is his dog barking? Not doing that. I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying his platform just like I enjoy all the smoke platforms, just like I enjoy Undisputed platform. First things first, the list goes on and on of platforms I enjoy. We all enjoy podcasts of people talking. Whether you say they are chatty, patty, gossiper, people look at Wendy Williams. Ain't no disrespect to who, like, if I say something like gossip and then I say a show. It's no disrespect to them. But if that's their lane and they report on things that are going on in the world, a lot of times folks come to, I'm a little media head. So the people that know me are coming to me for sports news because it's in one hub. They don't want to go around. See, here goes Leon said he definitely crazy. Define crazy, bro. Like, I just want folks to define crazy. That's my thing. Because that's why we got here. That's how we got here with him responding, because he got me thinking, like, it's little words that we use, a little phrase that we use with ease, that are powerful. Oh, he said he's not. Oh, my bad. He said definitely not. He forgot to put not. So he screamed not. My bad, Leon. Says not. But even the folks that say he is, Leon didn't say he was. But for the folks that say he is, why is it so easy for us to say somebody is, quote, crazy? You know what I'm saying? Is it just because they stepping out more than which we would personally? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know as an analyst, when I'm breaking down a player, using the descriptors I have for a player, I use it towards them because I try to put myself in a situation where if I was them, I would have did this. But I try to, over the years, I stopped saying a player is selfish. I stopped saying a player is scared. I stopped saying a player don't have any heart. I stopped even saying a player, like, I don't even go that route. You feel what I'm saying? Because to me, we don't even know. Let me unplug this record. We don't even know. And it's strong words to use towards somebody to say, oh, they ain't got no heart. Oh, they scared. Oh, they this. Oh, they that. That's a huge assumption to make. And it's dangerous because that's somebody's brand. Dog, we got to realize that's somebody's brand that we critiquing and can, depending on your platform, your platform can create a narrative that can diminish that brand. That their brand might can't withstand your critique because your brand might be bigger than theirs. You know, go from co-signing to destroying. Now, if you feel like you just speaking your opinion, then that's fine. You put that in there, like, in my opinion, blah, blah, blah. But some people, like a Stephen A, be like, he be matter of fact with it. You know what I'm saying? And then Kwame's situation, Stephen A. just went too far. You can't be talking to young people in college and do some of the stuff he did. Like, he did some stuff that crossed the line and was wrong. He should be held accountable for that. Like, what Kwame said about him was right, man. When you go back and look at it, like, every platform he got on, he was dissing. And it was just dumb. It was, for no reason. Like, you ain't got to go to no other platforms and make it a point to say nobody's name. Like, you don't got to do that. You don't got to do that, man. You better than that. You create ways. Like, he definitely got paid off of destroying Kwame Brown. He got a pay increase for that. Because everybody loved him for saying, Kwame Brown, you're 7 feet. You got little hands. You got little feet. Like, how does that work?
I'm not stalking you.
Oh, you all right? You all right? Like, how does that work? And I think that's the point he was making. Like, if somebody is a subject and you're critiquing their game, then yeah, you may think somebody is a scrub on the scale of a professional, right? Compared to all pros or compared to the expectations you set for them, they may feel like a scrub to you, right? Oh, I forgot my key in the car. But overall, they still made it. So I ain't saying you can't say somebody a scrub, but you got to put it in context, in my opinion. A fan can say a player a scrub. They fans. But when you have your own platform, it's a responsibility. But, yeah, I ain't preaching to y'all or nothing. But I don't think the dude, I don't think he's crazy. I think he opened my eyes to a lot of things, bro. He's making me more responsible as an analyst. I tell you that. He had me reevaluating the way I break down players and what they can and can't do. And how I describe what they can and can't do. The words that I use and how powerful they can be. Positive and negative. So, I get with y'all, man. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.